Good or not. Today, at the last minute, we'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
My battery died, and I didn't feel comfortable taking my car anywhere.
When you need any car repair, big or small, RepairSmith brings the shop to you. We do the work in your own driveway. It's the easiest and safest way to repair your car.
RepairSmith replaced my battery, checked out my fluids, filters, everything, all while masked and gloved. And the bonus? It was extremely affordable. Wow, what a great service.
RepairSmith mechanics are fully certified and have over 15 years of in-the-field experience. Schedule your appointment today and get your free quote. No surprises, no extra fees.
Taking your car to the shop is a thing of the past. Thanks, RepairSmith.
Find out why hundreds of car owners in Las Vegas are servicing their vehicles with RepairSmith. Take control over your time and get your car serviced from the comfort of your own home. To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Severe weather continues to buffet parts of the nation with a powerful tornado slashing through a North Carolina coastal town and below freezing temperatures in Texas, leaving millions without power. In North Carolina, Brunswick County's Emergency Services Director Ed Conroe says the Red Cross is ready to help out.
We are working with the American Red Cross to set up a reception center for residents in that area. We could help coordinate sheltering, long-term sheltering, feeding, emergency contacts, and try to help them out as much as we can.
While in Texas, CenterPoint Energy Vice President Kenny Mercado says the council that operates the Texas power grid is looking for ways to add more supply and rotate the outages.
We still have to have the same amount of power outages, but we're trying to trade off those who have been out for the extended period of time and replace them with customers who haven't been out. And that process is ongoing right now. We hope that if ERCOT continues to give us some relief, we hope that we can do that for the rest of today.
In all, at least 16 deaths were reported as a result of the winter weather. Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger, who has emerged as one of former President Trump's most outspoken GOP detractors, opened up recently about being disowned by members of his family. Correspondent Bernie Bennett explained.
The six-term congressman told the New York Times that 11 members of his family sent him a handwritten two-page note after he called for removing President Trump from office over the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. The letter began, "Oh my, what a disappointment you are to us and to God." Its writer also accused him of working with the devil's army, which includes Democrats and the fake news media. The LaSalle County Republican Central Committee, located in the district he represents, moved to censor him earlier this month. Bernie Bennett reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 64 points, the Nasdaq dropped 47, the S&P lower by 2, oil up to $60.05 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. And even a brief history of late payments can lead to a big drop in your credit score. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. We'll work with your creditors, put a stop to late fees and other penalties, and make a plan that helps you get caught up. We'll also consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment and negotiate much lower interest rates. Not only will you find immediate relief, you'll save thousands. And don't worry, it's not a loan. It's a smart way to get back on track. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. Right now, no one really knows what the future will bring, but one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 5:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Changing the name of McCarran Airport has been a matter of public debate for years, but today, the Clark County Commission voted unanimously to rename the airport for former Nevada Senator Harry Reid. The commission has directed county staff to submit a request for that name change to the Federal Aviation Administration. The bill sponsor, Tick Siegerbloom, tried and failed in 2017 to get the name change. He acknowledged it could take years to complete and vowed not to use taxpayer dollars for Harry Reid International Airport. Las Vegas native and Jeopardy five-time champion Braden Smith has died. His parents say the 24-year-old died from a medical episode after undergoing surgery on February 5th. Smith was one of the last contestants to appear on the popular game show prior to his death of longtime host Alex Trebek back in November of last year. He was a graduate of Liberty High School in Henderson and UNLV and was planning to attend law school. His parents have now created a memorial fund in honor of their son to help pay for the education of Southern Nevada students who dream big like Braden did. You can contribute online at the Braden Smith Memorial Fund.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, you're bumper to bumper right now. 215 westbound at Tenaya. Also look for some congestion westbound Summerlin Parkway near Buffalo. Also slow flows on the 515 north at Boulder Highway, 515 east at Main, and reduced speeds 15 northbound at Spring Mountain.
Gather round. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Tuesday. Joining us, and I'm so excited when she's on the show, because we have so much fun. We giggle a lot. We get a lot of stuff done. We talk about the issues. I'm talking about Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. And Megan, everybody asked me, what's going on with your battle with big tech? We got a lot of breaking news we got to get to, but I do want to get to this. As far as your new platforms and newsletters and things like that, are you finding that you're going to be able to get your word out better now?
Well, with my newsletter, that's just the challenge. It really is. I've been deplatformed by two now, Octopus and MailChimp, and they're the two of the biggest. So I'm looking at Substack. It's just putting in a lot of energy into trying to find an outlet is aggravating in and of itself. Parler is now back online, which I have a small following on Parler. It's just building everything back up. It's going to take time. I ask that people be patient. My voice isn't going away, no matter how many times big tech tries to silence me. And that's why, Kevin, I have always enjoyed being with you on radio, hosting my own radio show at one point, co-hosting for you and with you at times, because really this is the last avenue of free speech. However, there have been some radio stations that actually sent down advisories to their hosts, like yourself and myself, you know, advising them not to speak about the election, how the election was rigged, or how there was voter fraud or election fraud. And so there are some unfortunate radio stations that are going against what radio was really always meant to be about, the pioneers of radio. You yourself have been in radio for much longer than I have, and it's really a way to connect to an audience like no other means. You know, look at Howard Stern, for crying out loud. He basically carved his own niche in radio because of his ability to speak freely. And so, you know, I just posted something on Twitter, or was just about to, whereby, if you'll recall, Facebook banned any sort of discussion about HCQ,
hydrochloroquine,
I believe it is.
Hydrochloroquine.
Hydrochloroquine, yes. And then they backtracked after, you know, 440,000 people died. They backtracked and said, oh, you know what, maybe we shouldn't have banned that, because now there's some studies that actually show it worked. Well, they're doing the same thing with the vaccine. Project Veritas just got insider information whereby Mark Zuckerberg said that he wasn't too sure if the vaccine would, you know, manipulate your RNA and DNA. And then he has one discussion with Fauci, and then all of a sudden he arrives at the conclusion that the vaccine is absolutely safe, and now that anybody that challenges the vaccine on Facebook, you know, with studies, et cetera, will be banned. And my newsletter is so secondary to all of this, because censorship kills. Censorship kills. It's a tool. Censorship is a tool of propaganda. It is a tool of the Communist Party. That's what censorship is. And that is why we have a First Amendment. Speaking freely is not the Second Amendment. It's not the Third. It's the First for a reason. And in this age, you know, we have now under the Biden administration, actually a representative, I think, from the great state of California, just proposed that we need some sort of truth commission.
Oh, great.
Fantastic.
Well, they have wanted to silence conservative talk radio and Fox News for as long as I can remember. I mean, I'm like you say, I've been around a little longer than you, but I can tell you there have been people trying to silence conservative talk radio for decades. They can't
absolutely
beat them. They can't beat them in the ratings. You know, we had Radio America or whatever that was. That was just awful. It was liberal radio, and it died. It died once or twice.
Because they're not funny. Number one, they're not funny.
Yeah.
And number two, all they're repeating are just the talking points of either the Democrat Party or CNN or MSNBC. That's their whole universe. And so the reason why Rush Limbaugh has the audience that he does is because there's an audience for it. There is an audience for the truth. And that's what these tech overlords and certainly the communist Democrats are most frightened of, is the truth.
Again, Megan Barth joining us from ReaganBabe.com. I want to get you into the news of the day, which was the president with the opening salvo in what I'm calling the war for the hearts and minds of the Republican Party. He trashed, absolutely was just flat out nasty about Mitch McConnell. Not undeservedly so, by the way. Not undeservedly so. What did you think of what the president said? 626 words, and they were powerful.
Well, I haven't had a chance to read the whole thing, but I've got the skinny. I can't wait to read the whole thing. But Mitch McConnell did the exact same thing to Donald Trump. The exact same thing. He was able to ride his coattails in certain states, getting behind different candidates. You know, let's not forget that he also has picked some losers in his time, Mitch McConnell. But as soon as Trump leaves office, he trashes him on the public square, on the floor of Congress, in front of the press. Okay, so you think, and we know better, that Donald Trump is just going to sit by and take the slap? Absolutely not. He's going to punch back, and he's going to punch back twice as hard. And quite frankly, that's why 75 million or so Americans reelected him.
Let me ask you, going forward, can we, and again, 2022 is here. I mean, it's right on top of us. And a lot of people are asking the question, can the Republicans have a civil war within the bounds of their party and still win in 2022? What do you think?
Yes, we've been there before. You know, if you remember, it was a smaller civil war, but we did a lot of good stuff, and that was the Tea Party movement after we got our butts kicked by Obama, and then again after Mitt Romney. I mean, we had a huge, basically constitutional conservative uprising in candidates, and we kicked out Eric Cantor, let's not forget, and Eric Cantor was going places. So, no, there needs to be. We already have seven names who will primary, which are the ones, including Richard Burr in North Carolina, who voted to impeach a private citizen. So we've got seven there. And Mitch McConnell, I will bet you, will protect those seven. And I will bet you that 75 million people will rise up against those seven in one way, shape, or form in their respective states.
And you will see. My guess is you will see a number of these Never Trumpers, or whatever you want to call them. Richard Burr is a good example. And there's word that maybe Lara Trump may end up running in that race, or running in some race. The Trump brand is still out there. My question is, what happens if we have this civil war? Can we win in 2022?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, we can win in 2022. We've already got the base. We already have the base, okay? The numbers are between 75 and 80 million, depending on how many votes were illegitimate for Biden and how many votes were switched. And we know all that to be true. So, you know, let's just pretend that there's 75 million people. That's a lot, hell of a lot of people. And those respective people, as well as other people, are going to show up in their respective districts. People are going to see in just a short 2 years the absolute destruction that the Communist Party will have under Joe Biden on this country. You know, he just opened up. He has the Capitol cordoned off, who now I guess they're just going to be there into perpetuity because the red line keeps changing, or the date keeps changing on how long 28,000 National Guardsmen are going to be blocking, you know, a two-mile square radius, or, you know, whatever it is at the Capitol, for into perpetuity. We have no idea. But Joe Biden just opened the borders. We've got more security around our Capitol than we do at our southern border. There's a reason for that. And so in 2 years, the American people, maybe those suburban soccer moms who pretend to be woke, will come around. But the Democrats are going to get a backlash in 2022.
Let me ask you, does President Trump need to become kind of the old dog, new tricks type of guy? Does he need to learn something from two impeachments and losing an election? Do you think he'll learn something from that?
Oh, I think he's learned a lot in the 4 years that he was president. I think that he learned a lot. You learn a lot through betrayal. You know, you learn a lot through experience. So I think that he is much wiser, as far as politically wiser, on how to proceed, who to trust. You know, I'm sure his circle of friends and advisors has gotten much smaller. And so I think that he'll be a force to be reckoned with. And, you know, one of the best statements that he put out in the last week was after he was, you know, acquitted for a second time under a sham impeachment. He said that he's just, the MAGA movement, the Make America Great movement, is just getting started. And I gotta tell you, like you said, 2022 is around the corner, and come March, April, May is kind of when you start to see some activity politically, and I think he's going to come out like a fire-breathing dragon and light the place up.
I absolutely love that. We're going to talk about the impeachment trial, which I think left a lot of egg on the face of Democrats. Also, we're going to talk about some of the other news of the day. We'll get to that and a whole lot more. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, joining us on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Enough with the fees already. Bad check fees, credit card fees, late rent fees, and those huge payday loan fees. We can help and safely lend you up to $5,000 in minutes to cover your payments and avoid those fees. A checking account, perfect credit, or collateral, and it's 100% free to apply and see how much you qualify for. If you need the loan for one day, one week, or one year, it doesn't matter at the DLC. You only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. There are no application fees or prepayment penalties. Nothing, really. We offer small weekly payments and make it easy to pay your loan back because of our fantastic rates. Join over 250,000 satisfied customers and let us help you out. It's okay to need a loan and borrow money, as long as you're getting a fair deal.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Megan Barth joining us from ReaganBabe.com. I watched a little bit, not all of it. I certainly didn't watch much of the 11 and a half hours of Democrat presentation. But at the end of the day, the same thing happened as happened a year earlier. The Demo-rats, the article of impeachment was so narrow, there was no way they were going to convict. But for the second straight time, they get no conviction out of the deal. What did the Demo-rats actually accomplish?
Well, they bought themselves time, and that's all they were looking to do. They were wasting everyone's time, but they were buying themselves time. Because guess what? As soon as the impeachment sham was over, they went on vacation. And, you know, I really don't want them back in the halls of Congress. Actually, I don't even think they're needed in the back into the halls of Congress, since Joe Biden has a pen and lots of executive orders to sign. Are we up to 52, 53? I lost count after 50. And that's just in the, 2 weeks, 3 weeks that he's been president, installed president. But nonetheless, you know, they had to go back to their respective writing tables and figure out how they're going to hijack this country through a series of legislative efforts that will be one-party rule, because we don't have a firewall. I mean, we have to face it. What, we're going to rely on Manchin? Good luck with that.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's already, you know, throwing around, of course, gun legislation, which will be challenged in the courts. I'm sure they're going to throw around something called voting rights legislation, because they need to change election laws like they did last time, to really cement their uniparty. So I really don't want them back in the halls of Congress. They're more dangerous there than they are in their respective communities.
I'm curious, does this thing end up in the criminal justice or the civil justice arena? I mean, is this going to be one of these things where, you know, Trump for the next 4 years is going to be in and out of court like crazy?
Of course. That's what they do to their political enemies. They use the powers of the legal system in order to try to bankrupt you, much like they did with Michael Flynn. They'll just create charges out of thin air. They'll just interpret statutes to their own whim, and it doesn't really matter if what they have has no constitutional or statutory basis. It's the art of the game to them. It's a political game. They would rather try to bankrupt someone and then threaten them with the possibility of jail, like they did to Michael Flynn, and break them that way. They'll use the weight of the legal system in order to crush their adversaries. Many of my friends were nearly bankrupted by Obama's IRS and Obama's DOJ. So they use the power of the bureaucracies, they use the power of the legal system, and they're bought off judiciary in order to bring as much financial and personal pain as possible.
By the way, I got to tell you, I was so excited last Thursday when the governor said he's upping the capacity levels from 25% to 35%. I went to one bar restaurant that I frequent, and I said, how many more people can you get in here? And they said, like a person and a half. I said, what? That's what's going from 25% to 35%.
Do any of these numbers make any sense to anybody? Or because to me, they just seem to be extraordinarily arbitrary.
Well, and no. I mean, that's what's so stupid about it. Why couldn't they have gone from 25% to 50%? That would, I mean, they're going to do that eventually. What, March 15? Why not do it now?
Right before St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, to celebrate the one-year anniversary.
If you recall, they closed down on midnight of St. Patty's Day, so the bars missed, the St. Patty's Day celebration. That was when the 15 days to start the curve, nearly a year later, will be back up to 50%.
Well, I got to tell you, this is a true personal story. Earlier today, I've been going to Famous Dave's, one of the Famous Dave's in town, every Tuesday. They have a special. It's big, it's huge, and it's not a lot of money. And so I've been making reservations. I've been having to make reservations at Famous Dave's. This is not like a five-star dining experience. It's Famous Dave's, and I've been making reservations. And so I call for reservations today, and the girl says, you know, famous Deborah, by the way, is who it is, said, you don't need reservations. So I like reservations anyway, just for the, just, you know, said, okay.